I've been wearing diapers for about 5 years now. I remember as a little girl when I would sneak into my brother's room at night and steal his diapers and then put them on and play like I was a baby again. And whenever I played house with my friends, I was always the baby. When I got older, I remembered how much fun it was to play that way. And I found myself thinking about being diapered and wetting. Having those thoughts in my head is what made me have the best orgasm I'd ever had. So then I started stuffing my panties with things like tissue paper and wax paper. Anything to give my underwear the crinkly sound when I rubbed them. I'd stuff them all in the front, all up in the crotch area, and in the back against my bottom so that when I laid down I could hear it. And it sounds crazy, but the way that it sounded got me so hot and made me rub faster. I didn't even think about buying real diapers then. I do remember them very well, though, the first ones that I bought for myself. I was so nervous. I was shaking, sweating, terrified, actually. I felt like everyone in that drugstore knew my secret. And even though it was awfully humiliating, for some reason it was thrilling, too. They didn't understand it. I pretended in my head that my mommy and my daddy had sent me in to buy them. Not my real mommy and daddy, but a fantasy couple I had in my head that I had been caught wetting and wetting my panties. And so my punishment was that I had to go out in public and buy diapers and bring them home and be diapered. I went up and quickly grabbed a package of the store's brand of diapers and paid as fast as I could. Then I ran out and threw them in the trunk of the car for some reason and went home. Once I was there, and I was all alone, I went up to my room and locked the door. I slid off my skirt and my panties. I sprinkled baby powder into my new diaper, and I laid down with it under my ass. From the sensation of putting it on, I was already wet. I pulled it up over my pussy and taped it shut. I started running my hands all over my freshly diapered bottom. My hands explored my new clothing and how it fit across my hips. I could tell I was wet, dripping with excitement. What I wanted to do next was to wet my diaper, to feel free and just let go and pee in my first diaper as an adult. I tried, and I waited. I even started to chug cranberry grape juice. It wasn't happening. Desperate to feel like I had wet, I settled for a small cup of warm water. I sat on my bed and slowly poured the water into my diaper down the waistband. It wasn't the same, but it still felt sexy to me. I came so hard after that. I saw stars as I put a vibrator to my wet diaper. I knew it would be that much stronger when I actually wet them myself. The whole time I rubbed that toy against the diaper, I thought about my fantasy mommy and daddy lying there, rubbing it for me, telling me how proud they were that I was brave enough to go and buy them, and how proud they were of me to wet them for them. They told me that I was going to be their little diaper baby, and that whenever I had to go to the bathroom, I was just to go in my diaper, and they would change me when it was time, but that there were going to be times they'd leave me in them wet. It was thinking about my fantasy daddy saying that pushed me over the edge. I knew that I had to be able to wet in them myself one day, and eventually I was able to wet them. I started wearing them to bed at night, and when I would wake up and have to go to the bathroom, I'd force myself to stay in the bed and hold it, trying to force myself to wet my diapers. And that's when it started happening, in the nights that I wouldn't let myself go, except for in the diapers. I laid there and I imagined that Daddy was lying next to me when I woke up and told him that I had to go. But he said, no, baby girl, you have diapers on, and that's where you need to go. I was so excited when I was finally able to wet them. The feeling and the sensation of that was better than any orgasm I'd had by myself or with any boyfriend. Just being able to do that was something I'd been missing. And pretty soon I got comfortable to where I was able to go in them all the time, whenever I wanted to wear them, and I was able to wet in them with no problem. I even did it sitting on the couch beside my roommate. I started to realize, though, that I wanted to do it in public. I felt like each adventure in diapers was a step. I went from fake diapers to real ones, from keeping them dry to wetting them, and now I wanted to go out in public, all diapered. I couldn't believe what I was doing as I powdered and diapered up, and then pulled on a pair of jeans and a green tank top. I checked the mirror for my diaper bulge. Of course it was there. I wondered if anyone would notice. I kept looking to see how noticeable it was. I could see the outline of it under my jeans. I couldn't believe I was going to go out in public like this. But enough thinking, I just headed off. I sat in my car debating on whether to go in or not. It seemed like hours that I sat there. Finally, I just got up the nerve and walked into the bar. There was a decent-sized crowd there already. It was only about 9:45 p.m. I knew it would get more and more crowded. Right away, I went and ordered a rum and coke, and I sat down close to the bar. Each time someone looked my way, I was convinced that they could see through my jeans and know I was wearing a diaper. I had myself convinced that everybody knew my little secret. Each time a cute guy would look over at me, I imagined him taking me home and babying me, pulling off my jeans and checking my diaper to see if it was wet. I let my mind totally wander away from me while I drank my drink and sat and watched the crowd. The band started playing a cover of Hotel California as it were my third drink. Soon I realized that I had to go to the bathroom. How ridiculous, I thought. I'm wearing a damn diaper. I wondered, though, could I do it here? In this crowded bar, I was considering just letting go and peeing in public. Everyone will know, I thought. Everyone around me will know that I'm peeing in my diaper. It was time to just let go and do it. I finally got the courage up and went pee right there in my diaper as the band played and everyone sat around. I watched everybody for a reaction that I knew I wouldn't get. Of course nobody knew that I just wet myself. How could they possibly tell? There was no way. I'm sure everyone, the first time they go out in the public in diapers and wet like that, that they have the same fears. I mean, rationally, it should be a fear, but it was such a turn-on, too, to think that they knew. And I was still thinking of each cute guy that walked by, checking my diaper and telling what a little baby girl I was. And that was the first night of many that I went out that way. It took a long time to get the courage to do that, but once I did, I was so glad that I tried it, because I went out diapered and wetting in several places. Out shopping, out to the movies like that, over to friends' houses, out to dinner, just pretty much all different things that I did out in public I wanted to try while wearing a diaper and wetting. I always figured it would be a daddy that I played with first, but in fact it was a ladies' ad that I answered in the paper. It was one of those little newspapers that come out once a week in the big cities that have the ads. Mostly the ads are for couples looking for bi women or gay and bi people trying to hook up and not having much luck in the regular classifieds. So papers like this have been very helpful. I figured it was a good place to look for someone to share this with. I browsed through the ads and was starting to get very discouraged, and finally there was one that caught my eye. It was a lady a few years older than myself who advertised herself as a mommy. She said she was a mommy for adults only. I figured why not, so I went through the process of calling the number and leaving a message for her. We exchanged cell phone numbers and talked a little bit. After a couple of weeks of talking like this, and she was very curious about my history and what I had tried, what I liked. She told me what she liked to do, how much she liked changing big baby girls and forcing them to wet only in their diapers and not allowing them to use the potty at all. is a very exciting thought. We met for coffee and talked in public for a little bit. And then she told me she had gotten a room close to where we were, about not even 10 minutes away from where we were. And would I feel comfortable going back with her? I was so excited that she wanted to take me back there already. I agreed. We paid our tab, paid for her coffee, and left. I followed her to the hotel. When we got in the room, she said she wanted to see me in just my diaper, if I was comfortable with it. And of course I was. She sat down in a chair and watched me as I unzipped my pants and slid them off in my diaper. I turned my back to her and pulled them all the way down and stepped out. She continued to watch as I pulled my shirt up over my head and snapped my bra and let my breasts fall out free. She told me there was nothing sexier than a girl standing before her wearing nothing but a diaper. Asked me to lie down on the bed. This would be the first time anyone had ever touched me in a diaper, seen me like this, and I couldn't believe I was going to get changed by another person. She walked over to me and put her hands in between my legs right in the center of my diaper and felt it. "It's all warm," she told me. "Did you have to go while we were at the coffee shop?" I closed my eyes, not believing everything that was happening, and nodded to her that I did. "Wow." She untaped my diaper one side at a time and pulled it down slowly, looking me in the eye as she did. She brought over some wipes, started wiping me all clean, gently brushing the wipes over my pussy, my bottom, in between my legs, in between my lips too. My legs were shaking, my toes were quivering, curling up and uncurling. My breath quickened. She took out some baby powder and sprinkled it all over my pussy and my bottom, started rubbing it in with her hands very softly. And then she got a diaper out. "So I think this will fit you. I'm not sure if you brought any with you or not." I had never seen one like this before. I'd always used disposables, and she had soft cloth diapers. I held my legs up for her. She slid it into place and pulled it up and started carefully pinning it down. She opened a package that had a pair of yellow plastic panties in them and slid them up over my feet, up my legs, and up over my diaper. I reached my hands and felt the material around my body. The plastic panties crinkled, but not exactly the same way that my disposable diapers did. I liked them, and I liked the different feeling, but I've come to really prefer disposable diapers over anything else. I'll never forget that day, though, and all the other fun times that I had with her. And it was through her that I met my first guy that diapered me. Kyle was just 2 years older than me, but he'd had experience with diaper wearers, and he liked wearing them himself, actually. We talked a lot on the phone about different things we had done, and he liked to mess in his also, but he didn't think it was a necessary thing, just something that he liked to do. We decided to meet up and play together. Since Laura knew him really well, I felt comfortable going over to his house. They went on a Saturday afternoon. He entered the door in a pair of sweatpants and no shirt, and I could see the outline of his diaper at the waistband though, and a little bit of it sticking up over. It was so adorable. He smiled at me and invited me in. We talked more today than we'd ever talked over the phone. I'd never felt a diaper on a guy. I'd never seen a guy in a diaper. He was happy to change that for me. I slid off his pants and saw a disposable wrapped around him. It looked very nice on him, too. I couldn't believe it was happening. It was something I thought about but never thought would happen. Start running my hands up his legs, down his belly, and then finally I started to feel his diaper. I could feel his cock all hard through the diaper. I tickled it slowly with my fingers. He said he wanted to see me in mine also. I stood up and let him unzip my dress, let it fall to the floor. We turned back around, my nipples standing out hard and excited, showing him how I looked diapered. I think his cock grew even harder then. I sat in his lap, my diaper pressed up against his. I started grinding myself into him, my arms wrapped around him. He stood up and put his arms around me, carrying me back to his bedroom. To carry this further, he laid down on his back on the bed, and I squatted down over the top of him, grinding my diaper pussy into him. He reached his hands around behind me and felt my diapered ass, squeezing it as I bounced up and down on him, pushing myself further into his diaper, grinding them together. He told me that he waited because he wanted to wet for me, and told him that I had to. A few moments later, with me on top of him, we looked each other in the face and wet at the same time. I pushed hard against him as I wet, feeling how hard he was inside there, grinding against it, just letting go like that. And I came inside of my diaper, right on top of him. He had me climb off of him. He untaped his diapers and pulled his cock out. And he pulled the side of mine out of the way so he could slide his cock inside of my pussy. Our diapers pushing together as he fucked me right there. Having us wet together like that was too much for both of us. And I thought the strongest orgasm I could ever have was at home playing with myself in my diaper. And I was wrong. The strongest orgasm I could ever have was being fucked while I was wearing a diaper by a guy who just wet with me. I've met a few other guys to play with like that, and even a couple of other ladies that would like to change diaper girls. And I've even got to meet a few girls that wear diapers that like to play together, too. It's hard to try to meet people that like the things that I like, but it was definitely well worth every effort and every bit of embarrassment to reach the pleasure that I reached, and that I'll continue to reach, because I mean, you have a fantasy for over 5 years. Sometimes you wonder that maybe it's better left in fantasy than to act it out. But a big part of me really, really wants to experience that. I've had guys that have made me get back into diapers pretending like I've never worn them before. And I resist about it, and they force me to wear them. And it's all very, very exciting. It's just that original thought that I've had in my head. I can't seem to shake it and let it go. But until I find the right people to act it out with, it can certainly stay in my mind and give me things to think about when I'm all by myself in my diaper at home, unable to act out. So you never know what'll happen.